Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishpoin alem. So we're moving along in Perek Shavuos Hadayonim, discussing be'ikar Shavuos Moedah b'Mitzvos, but really all Shavuos d'Oraisos. Zok de'hilge Mishnah. Ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishpoin alem. The following are a list of things that one will never be chayev Shavuos d'Oraisa for. Ho'avodim, v'hashtorois, v'hakarkois, v'hahekdechois. If you look in the Rishonim say that when this Mishnah says ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishpoin alehem, it's not referring exclusively to Shavuos Moedah b'Mitzvos, but really it's referring to all Shavuos d'Oraisos. So a person will never be able to swear Shavuos d'Oraisa with regards to toyin v'nitin related to an eved, related to a shtar, related to karka, or related to hektesh. Additionally, ein bohen tashlumei kefal, v'loy tashlumei arba v'chamisha. If somebody's a ganef, he steals an eved shtar, karka, or hektesh, he will not have to pay kefal that a ganef ordinarily has to pay. Additionally, he won't be subject to the payment of da'lat v'he. Shoymer chinam einay nishpa. A shoymer chinam does not swear shvuos ha-shoymerim when it comes to avodim shtorois, karkois, and hektesheis. At first glance, isn't that included in what we just said a second ago? Ve'ilu dvarim she'ein nishpoin aleihem. We'll see a little bit more about this in the Gemara. Noisei sachar in a mishalim. A shoymer sachar, we know, is chayev for gneiva v'aveda. If, however, he's a shoymer sachar that's watching avodim shtorois, karkois, and hektesheis, he won't be chayev. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, kachim shechayev ba'achri yuson nishpoin aleihem. Any kachim that the bailam is chayev ba'achrayes, he would swear on. V'she'ein chayev ba'achri yuson. It's only kachim she'ein chayev ba'achri yuson that we're not going to swear. Reb Shimon is commenting on the first halach of the Mishnah, specifically Einishbon ala hektesheis. Says Reb Shimon, it's not always true. There's hektish and there's hektish. There's two dinim in hektish. There are times that Einishbon ala hektesheis. I agree with you, Chachamim, says Reb Shimon, but then there are times that Nishbon ala hektesheis. What does it depend on? What it depends on is the Bailam achroi for this hektish, or is he not achroi for this hektish? What does it mean he would be achroi? So for example, if somebody would say, Hare olai oila, so the person has a chi of gavra to bring a carbon oila. If he right now is mafresh an animal, I want this animal to be the oila. That animal is hektish. But if something ever happened to that animal, the Bailam would have to replace it. Because being that he said, Hare olai oila, he has a chivas gavra to bring an oila, he could bring it from this, but doesn't have to be brought from that. Meaning, if something happens to this, he'll still have a chiyuv. What that means, in Yonenu, is that that oila, as much as it's hektish, but it's a dover hagorim lamomin for the bailam. Because if something ever happened to it, it would biderech groma cause hefsid to the owner of it. Reb Shimon holds dover hagorim lamomin is kemamin dami. Says Reb Shimon, although I agree that hektish is be'etzim excluded from einish ba'in, but at the same time, to the extent that that hektish is goyrim lamamin hedyet, then al dova goyrim lamamin, we view it as mamin hedyet, and therefore pamim she'einish ba'in, even ala hektish. Rameo says, yesh dvarim shehein bikarka, or some have the girsa kikarka, but yesh dvarim shehein bikarka, we'll go with the girsa that we have, there are things that are in the karka, but ve'einon kikarka. However, they're not treated halachically like karka, ve'in chachamim moedim loy, the chachamim disagree. Ketzah, what's this case? Somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him that I gave you 10 gefanim that were tu'unois, meaning they were loaded with clusters of grapes. And the person responds, it wasn't 10, it was only 5. Sounds like he's a moedah b'miktsas. Stating that, what are they disputing? They're disputing something that's mechuber lekarka. Rameir mechayev shvuah. Rameir says that you're going to be chayev shvuah, even though they're bikarka, but yesh dvarim shehim bikarka ve'einon kikarka. Even though Rameir agrees, einishpon ala karkois. And Rameir acknowledges the mitzias, that this is mechuber lekarka, stating that we don't treat it like karka. The chachamim say, kol mechuber lekarka, hareyu kikarka, and as a result, this is included in the first halach of the Mishnah, Einishbon ala karkois, and therefore there isn't going to be a chiyuv shvuah. What is the machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim? The Gemara is going to go through this a little bit better. Einishbon elo al dover shebemida v'shebemishkol v'shebeminyan. This is a very important halacha in the world of moedah b'miktsas. The only time the shvuah is moedah b'miktsas is if the tefiyah and the haidah, we'll see more about this in the Gemara, were both things that are very quantifiable. So the tefiyah was a davar shebe midah, something that can be measured. V'shebe mishkal, or something that can be weighed. V'shebe minyan, something that can be counted. If that is what the tefiyah was, and that's what the haidah was, so what's the perfect example? You owe me $100. No, I don't. I owe you $50. That's a davar shebe minyan, right? You owe me an acre of property. No, I don't. I owe you a half an acre. That's a davar shebe midah, etc. If the tefiyah and the haidah are davar shebe midah, shebe mishkal, v'shebe minyan, oi, then you're going to have shvus moed b'miktsas. Otherwise not. And the Mishnah gives examples. Ketzad, bayis, moli, mesarati l'chov. Somebody goes over to somebody and he says, I gave you a house that was filled with whatever, or v'kis moli masarati l'cha. I gave you a wallet that was filled with whatever. The person says, any idea? I don't think that's true. Meaning, you didn't give me a bias mole. You didn't give me a kis mole. Elamashe hinachto atanoitel. You gave me whatever's there, and go take what's there, because that really belongs to you. But you didn't give me more than that. So the halach is pata, you're going to be pata. Why? Because everything is very vague. You gave me a bias mole. Which bias? How much is in that bias? And being that what is right now being requested is not something that you can put your finger on, it's not something you can measure, it's not something you can weigh, it's not something you can count, so it's chaser in this inyan of Tovah Shebe Midah, Shebe Mishkol, Shebe Minyan. It's for that reason you're going to be potter. Stating that, the Mishnah says, Zeh Oimer Adaziz. What would be if somebody goes over to somebody and he tells him that I gave you a bias mole, or more specifically, I gave you a house that was filled with whatever up until the ziz. A ziz is one of the beams that are protruding from the ceiling. And the person says, it wasn't so much. It was only at a chaloin. Chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because you can measure up until the ziz. You can measure up until the chaloin. So now it's already a davar shebe midah. If it's a davar shebe midah, then there is going to be a chayiv shvu. Either way, a lot happened in the Mishnah, and the Gemara now is going to go through many of these halachas with greater ear. So the Mishnah had said, Ein nishba'in alo avodin v'ashtorois v'akarkois v'akteshois. And then the next halacha of the Mishnah was, Ein bohem tashlume kefel v'loi tashlume arba v'chamisha. So our Gemara is going to pick up with really the second halacha of the Mishnah, and that is Ein bohem tashlume kefel. So if somebody steals an eved, somebody steals a shtar, somebody steals karka, somebody steals hektish, the halacha is that there's no chiyev kefil. Says the Gemara, tashlume kefil minolon. What's the makar? That there's no chiyev kefil for the aforementioned things. So the Gemara says the Tanur Rabbanan learned out from the following brisa, which learns it from the following pasuk. So it says in the Torah, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al seh, al salma, al kol avida asher yemer ki uzeh, ad hoeloi him yovid varshneim asher yashion Elohim yishalem shnayim l'riyeh. Now this pasuk is talking about a lot of things. Number one, it's talking about shomrim. Number two, it says the words ki huzeh, which we know is the makar tamid b'mitzvas. Additionally, it's also talking about a kefil. Now, where's their kefil when it comes to shomer chinam? It's a toyen tainas ganav. What's a toyen tainas ganav? A shomer chinam who taines gneva vaveda, if he swears, is going to be potter. What would happen if a shomer chinam swears gneva vaveda, and then afterwards it turns out that really he himself was the ganav? Two eidim come and testify that he actually stole. The halach is the shomer chinam is going to be chayiv now to pay kefil. He's what's known as a toyen tainas ganav, which is me inyan lim inyan ba'oisa inyan to a regular ganav who pays kefil. But the point is, this toyen tainas ganav has the halacha that he has to pay kefil. And that halach is one of the things that are being mentioned in this pasuk. Again, read the pasuk one more time. Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, al kol aved ashiyim arkiuze, adu alihim yoved var shneyem. It's the last words. Asher yashiyun alihim yishalim shnayim liriye. So this pasuk is talking about kefil, albeit the kefil of the toyen tainas ganav. But regardless, says the Brayso, so it says in the Torah called var pesha klal. Sounds like this kefil is referring to everything that anyone can possibly steal. Then it says, Al-Shor, Al-Chamor, Val-Sev, Al-Salma, Prat. We singled out certain things. Al-Kol Avedo, Chazar, V'Kolal, Klal, Prat, Klal. What we have in this pasuk is a Klal, Prat, Klal. What's the rule of Klal, Prat, Klal? Iyatodon, Elokeinu, Prat. We're marbe anything that's ke'ina prat. Okay, so what's ke'ina prat? Maha prat. If you take a look at the prat, shor, chamor, se'an, sam. What do they have in common? Number one, mefurish, dover, metaltel. They're all metaltelin. Number two, v'gufay, mamay. They're all intrinsically valuable, as opposed to a star, for example, that doesn't have any intrinsic value. Av kol dover, metaltel, v'gufay, mamay. So too will be marbe anything that's metaltel, v'gufay, mamay. Even if it's not a shor, chamor, and se'an, sam, will be included in the parasha. However, if it's not a dover, metaltel, v'gufay, mamay, it'll be excluded. Yatsu karkoish in metaltelin, yatsu avadim shehukshu lekarkois, yatsu shtarish afa pisha in metaltelin, but in gufan mamon, and it's for that reason those three things are going to be excluded. What about hektish? The Mishnah also said that there's no tashlume kefal on hektish, rei eyuksev. It's because the pasuk says the word rei eyu, last word of the pasuk, asher yashion elohim yishalim shnayim li rei eyu. Rei eyu is not hektish, and we learn from here that it's only if you stole from rei eyu, that's when you have this chiyuv kefal. If, however, you would steal from hektish, then already not al kaponim. This is the makar that there's no tashlume kefal when it comes to avodim, shtoris, karkois, and akteshes. It's learned out from a klal prat to klal in the parasha of the toyin tainas ganav. Toyin tainas ganav pays kefal, but not if it's one of those things. From there we learn that there's never a chiyuv kefal when it comes to any of those things. But just to appreciate the Gemara, there's one little leap of faith here, right? The klal prat to klal is regarding the kefal of the toyin tainas ganav. So kedai techamina, maybe it's a hafka in the parashas hashoimrin. Kamash b'lon, it's a din in kefal, and if it's a din in kefal, then it's not only going to be true for the kefal of the Tayin Tainas Ganav, it's going to be true equally for the kefal of the regular Ganav. The Mishnah said, tashlume abav chamisha. There's also now tashlume dal vehe. When it comes to all these things, the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Because tashlume abav chamisha omer achmono, v'loi tashlume shloisha varba. Because once we're made it from kefal, they can't be dal vehe either. Because really, the Dalet Vehei is made up of a Karen, a Kefal, and an extra two or three. To the extent that we're memayit the Kefal, so one of those payments was already knocked out, which means in the best case scenario, it would be three or four. Three or four is dead on arrival. Because the Torah says Dalet Vehei, and Dalet Vehei means not Gimel and Dal. So there's no specific miut in the parish of Dalet Vehei for all these things. But once we knock out Kefal, then by definition, we also knocked out Dalet Vehei. Shomer Chinam Einei Nishba. So the Mishnah said that a Shomer Chinam doesn't swear for these things as well. Says the Gemara Menahem, what's the makar to this? The Tanu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon taught, it says in the Torah, and the pasuk is ki itein isha reyehu kesef oikelem lishmar v'gunav mibeis ha'ish im yimotzei haganav yishalem shnayim. So this pasuk is also in the parasha of the Shomrim. Incidentally, it's two psukim before the previous pasuk that we darshan. This pasuk is Parshas Mishpatim, Perichav Beis Pasuk Vav. The previous pasuk that we darshan was Parshas Mishpatim, Perichav Beis Pasuk Ches. There may inya ba'is inya that both talking about the Shomer Chinam. But either way, in this pasuk regarding the Shomer Chinam, we also have a klal prat klal, because it says ki itein ish el rei eyu, and that is a klal. It sounds like it doesn't matter what you gave. And then it says kesef oikelin, which is a prat. Lishmar is chaz of a klal prat klal. Yet don elokein a prat. So again, we have a klal prat klal. And kein what? It has to be kein kesef oikelim. Ma prat kesef oikelim is mefurish that dover metal to v'gufay mamoy. Av kol dover metal to v'gufay mamoy. So too will be marbe not only kesef oikelim, but will be marbe anything that's a dover metal to v'gufay mamoy. Yatsu karkois. We will exclude, therefore, karkois she'ein metaltin. They're not like kesef or kelim. They're not metaltin. Yatsu avodim. We're going to exclude avodim shehukshu lekarkois that are hukish lekarkois. Yatsu shtarois. Additionally, we're going to be moitzi shtarois afa bishem metaltin egufa mamen. And what about hektish? It says in this pasuk too, rei eyu. Ki iten ish el rei eyu kesef akelam lishmar rei eyu ksiv, and being that it says the word rei eyu in this pasuk, rei eyu is memayit hektish as well. Either way, so what is the makar that a shomer chinam doesn't swear gneva vaveda when it comes to avodim shtaris karkois and hektishes? It too is learned out from a klal prat to klal, not the klal prat to klal of al kol dvar pesha al shor al chamor al se al salma al kol aveda, but rather it's the klal prat to klal of ki iten ish el rei eyu kesef akelam lishmar, which again is very much me'inyan le'inyan, but isa'inyan, the first one that the Gemara brought is memayit kefil, the second one is memayit the shvua. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. What the Mekor is that you don't swear Shvuas Moedim and Mikzas, and you don't swear Shvuas Eidechot when it comes to Avodim Shtaris, Karkois, and Ekdeshes. And really, at first glance, it would seem like there's two very distinct derachim we could take when we try to figure this out. Because we have two klal pratu klals in the sugyo that are memayit those things. One of the klal pratu klals, let's go with the second one, the Gemara said, is talking to the Shvuas HaShoimrim. Oh, so if I have a klal pratu klal that says there's no Shvuas HaShoimrim when it comes to those things, so you would think, Mamotzinu, Shvuas HaShoimrim, you don't have by those dalit varim, so too Shvuas Moedim HaMikzas and Shvuas HaDechad as well. There's another klal pratu klal, however, that the Gemara brought to be Mamayit Kefil, not only the Kefil of Toyintainas Ganav, but even the regular Kefil of a Ganav, but that Pasuk says, Asheyoy Markiyuzeh, which we know is the Makar to Shvuas Moedim HaMikzas. So under the Rishonim say, it's Tosfos and Pshas, that you want to know how I know that there's no Shvuas Moedim HaMikzas when it comes to Avodim, Shtoris, Karkois, and Ekteishes. It's not learned out from the Parashah Shvuas HaShoimrim, even though it would seem very geschmack to learn it from there, but I have a much better Makar. Asheyoy Markiyuzeh is written in the Parashah of a klal pratu klal, and just like we were mamayit kefil by those zachin from that klal pratu klal, favos val sishteit in yena pasuk, well, so too asheyoy markiyuzeh shteit oichad in that pasuk. What would emerge then is that the shoymechinam einoy nishba and the moedim hamikzas einoy nishba, when it comes to these things, are learned out from different sukkah. Maybe that's why the Mishnah singled it out. But the bottom line is, it's taken now learned out from the same Makar. One is learned out from the Klal Pratu Klal of Kiite Nishal Rieyu Kesef Akelim Lishmar. The other one is from Hakol Dvar Pesha Vechulu. The next question is, what about Shvuas Eidechad? Where would Shvuas Eidechad be learned out from? Would Shvuas Eidechad be learned out from the Klal Pratu Klal from where we're learn Shvuas HaShoimrim, or would it be from Shvuas HaDechad? This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Ayin Shom. So the Gemara Vayta, and the Sochei Nimeshalem. So the Mishnah said that Hashem is Sochei pays for Gneva Vaveda, but he's not going to pay for these four things. Says Gemara, no, how do I know that? The Tanu Rabbanan. Believe it or not, there's another Klal Pratu Klal. And this is in the same exact parasha. In fact, this is Perich HaBeis Pasik Tes. So if you're keeping score, it was Perich HaBeis Pasik Vav, Perich HaBeis Pasik Ches, and that was Perich HaBeis Pasik Tes. Now, this pasuk is talking about the Shem Mesach. And the pasuk says as follows. Ki tenish ha-reyeu chamor, oi shor, oi seh, v'chol behemo lishmor, u'meisai nishba y'nishba ein roya. So the pasuk is going to say that this person is going to be chay. It says the Gemara. So get me not. How do you know that a nois ha-sach is ein ha-mashalim? By those four things, it's talking about ki tenish ha-reyeu chamor, oi seh, oi what does the vechulu mean? Yeah, and the prat is what? It's davar metal to begufei mamin, as opposed to all these things that are either not metaltalin or hookish lekarkois or not gufei mamin. And what about hektish reyeyu ksiv? This pasuk also says reyeyu kita nishal reyeyu. So it's the same klal pratu klal, or be from a different pasuk. That's memayit these four zachin. Rameyroy yesh tvar machen kekarka ve'enu kekarka v'chul. So in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis between Rameyer and the Chachamim regarding dvarim shehein bikarka or kikarka ve'enon kikarka. So Rameyer and the Chachamim agree that ein nishban ala karkoi. Stating that, they argued about a certain case where it's at first glance big karka, but at the same time, as it relates to the dinim of shvuos, it's not going to be treated like karka. Ketzad, and the Mishnah actually gave a beispiel. The Mishnah gave an example. Eser gefonin to unois masarti lecha. V'halo oimer einon elo chamesh. Rameir mechayev shvua, even though it's mechubel karka, v'chachamim oimerim kolam mechubel karka, hareyu kekarka. Says the Gemara, v'chal, is... Are we supposed to walk away from this Mishnah thinking that Rameir suffer called a mechubel karka? I mean, what's the pasuk b'shana Rameir? If Rameir acknowledges that ein nishban ala karkois, why then is it that yesh devarim shehim bekarka ve'ein kekarka? Oh, probably because these esek gefanim, as much as they're bekarka, but they're not karka, they're only mechubel karka. Oh, mechlal. So should we be meichiach from this Mishnah that shitas Rameir is that called a mechubel karka ein kekarka? But the Gemara says if that's the case, then adam mifliki. Meaning, if that's Pshan and Rameyer, then why would Rameyer and the Chachamim have been arguing about a case where the Gefanim were to Unois? Why do I care that there's clusters of grapes? That seems to be completely irrelevant. What matters is that they're Gefanim as opposed to actual land. So from the fact, says the Gemara, that Reb Meir and the Chachamim argued, the Ketzar of the Mishnah, the Kegoyin of the Mishnah was Eser Gefanim to Unois, and not just Eser Gefanim, even Srukos, right? Srukos is like Miloshen Ilan Esrak, Baron Gefanim. Zoysay Meres, the Machloikis must be something else. They're not arguing Mechub Lekarka, yeah, Mechub Lekarka, not Elam Rabbi Yisrael Chanino, Hacha, the cases by Novim, Umdois Libotze, Komifliki. The cases with these Gefanim were to Unois, and they weren't just to Unois, they were Umdois Libotze. They were Mamish at the point where they were going to be harvested. The Rameis of Rameir holds Kibitzur is done. Being that they're Umdois Libotzer, so we look at them as if they're Bitzurais. If they're Bitzurais, then a Talfa. That's why there's going to be a Shavuos Maid Benixas. Rabban and Sabi, the Rabban don't like Kibitzur is Damian. Being that right now the Mechub Lekarka, we treat them the Mechub Lekarka either Umdois Libotzer. That's neither here nor there. The point is, Avad Rameir holds that Kol HaMechub LeKarka is Kekarka. Why then would Rameir say, Yishtvar M'Shem B'Karka V'Ena Kekarka, Hocha B'Maya Skinon, where they're Gifanim to Unois. But not just to Unois, it's an Oikimta Ben Benoish Oikimta. Right? Number one, they're to Unois. Number two, they're Oimdois Libatzer. Shitas Rameir is that Kol HaOimed Libatzer is kibatzer dami, or anovim umdois libatzer or kibitzurois damyon. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And that is what underpins Shitas Rameir. And by the way, the Rishonim speak out that if that's true with regards to Hilchas Shvuos, so maybe this would be true in other areas of Halach as well. Take a look at the second Tosfos on the Amid here. Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Tosfos starts shtelling too. What would be with regards to a Bal Chayiv? What would be true with regards to Hilchas Shabbos? Because turns out this is a more global machlokes that has macro ramifications, right? They're not arguing in Hilchas Shvuos. It's Gantz Yitachin that the machlokes is a more general machlokes. Either way, the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said a big halacha. The only time this Chiyuv Shvuah, Mishnah was talking specifically about Shvuah's Moed B'Mikdash, is if what's being debated and disputed is something that you can either measure, it's something that you can weigh, or something that you can count. But if it's not a Dover Sheb Midah V'Sheb Mishkol V'Sheb Minyan, then there's not going to be Shvuos Moed B'Mikdash. Even though it's clear that there's a Moed B'Mikdash going on over here. And by the way, even though you have Rabbah, meaning you have the chazaka in other meis ponov b'fnei bal chayvay, and you have ishtamutei kam ishtamet, right? The whole rabba that underpins the maitaima, the reason behind moed b'miktsas, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, there's a din that kol dover that is b'mida b'mishkol b'minyan, you have shvus moed b'miktsas, if not, not. And then the Mishnah went, and the Mishnah gave a few examples. Let's just chazah the examples, because they're going to play themselves out here in the Gemara. Ketzad, the Mishnah said, bayis moli masar tidcha, or kis moli masar tidcha, v'halo yomer, and the person says, eni yedel, ela mashi nachto atenoitel, whatever's in here now, doesn't look full to me, this is yours. So dalach is pater. If, however, the Toiveya would say, ad haziz, I gave you up until the ziz, and the person says, no, it wasn't up until the ziz, it was only up until the chalayim, then already you are going to be chayav. This that the Mishnah said, that if a person would say, bayis mole, masarti lecha, and he would say, eini yodea, elo mashi nachta atenoita, you're going to be potter, that's true, if the tefillah was bayis stam, a general bayis, aval omale, but if he would tell him, bayis zeh mole, this house I gave you, and this house was full, yodea tanase, at that point, for sure, there would be a shvuas moed b'miktsas. And the reason is because it is b'midah b'mishkol b'minyan. We know which house it is. And being that we know which house it is, so we can go now and we can measure exactly what the tefiyah is, we also know what the hoidah and the kfirah is. Because the hoidah is whatever is here. The kfirah is the bias minus whatever's there. So everything is davar shebemidah. So if everything is davar shebemidah, says Abai, in this case, you're going to be chayv. Yediyah tanase, we know everything. The reason the Mishnah's case is not davar shebemidah, v'shev nishkol shebemidah, because he just said bayis tam. I don't even know what a house is. But over here, where he said bayis eh, here it's going to be different. Amalei Rava, but Rava said, ihochi, if that's true, meaning I hear what you're saying, Abai, logically, you're making sense. But oy bazoy, the tani seif ezo imirad, ziz ezo imirad, haloin chayv, when the Mishnah wanted to give an example of chayv, the last words of the Mishnah, so what was the case? Where the tefillah was, adaziz, and the person responded, adachaloin, lif, like the listening bedida, why are we not a little bit more symmetrical, right? We know the time of the Mishnah always prefers poetic symmetry. So why didn't he just give me a case of chayiv that's very, very similar, eerily similar to the case of Potter? This is what he should have said. But medvar mamurim, when is it true that you're going to be Potter? But bias mole. Ava bias zeh mole. But if he says this bias, that's mole, chayiv in that case, you're going to be chayiv. Elo my rava, so rava said, you see from here, from this diuk, abaya not like you. Rather, lo oivam enei chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv. Ad sheyit anenu bedavish sheven midah v'sheven mishkol v'sheven minyan v'yoydaloi bedavish sheven midah v'sheven mishkol v'sheven minyan. You have to say that the only time you chayev is if say the tfiyah and say the hoydah is bedavish sheven midah v'sheven mishkol v'sheven minyan. And in your case, even in the case of bayis zemale, you don't have that. So it's a little sussim in the Gemara. Why not? Right? Rava didn't really explain himself, but the way that he's trying to explain it is that Rava acknowledges a bias logic, that if you say bias, go measure the bias. And if the person says, no, it's only what's in the bias, you can go measure that. And if you even want to know what the kfira is, you can measure that, right? Everything is measurable. But here's the point. The point is that in the hoidah of the nitfa, he didn't say klar, anything. He didn't give you anything that you can measure. He just said whatever's there. Now, whatever's there is klape the tfiyah, so it's whatever's in the bias, and you could actually measure what's in the bias. But says Rava, that's not enough for it to be a dova sheben midah sheben mishkov sheben minyan. Again, this is a very truk in the halacha that we're not mechuyev to understand necessarily. But the point is this. The point is that being that it's not mefurish in the hoidah, dova sheben midah sheben mishkov sheben minyan, it is in the tfiyah. The tfiyah is bayez emoli. That is considered to be mefurish. But it's not enough that it's yitonenu b'davah sheben midah v'sheben mishkol. You need that it should be v'yoydaloi b'davah sheben midah v'sheben mishkol v'sheben minyan. And that's not mefurish enough in the time. And even though you can figure it out in 1 second, it doesn't matter. Figuring it out is not the point. You need that the ma'isa tfiya and the ma'isa hoidah should be a bitoy that expresses bak tzener, not yodayim she'ina moichichos or yodayim moichichos. It has to be klar mamish that whatever is being said, just based on the tainus, are things you could put your hand on, and being that in the Haidah, that's lacking. And again, Rava says, I hear what you're saying, Abai. I just have a diak in the Mishnah, which I tell you. If you're right, then why did the Mishnah compare and contrast bayis mole and ad haziz or ad achaloyin? We should have compared and contrast bayis stam mole versus bayis zemole. It says the Gemara Tani Gavasi de Rava, I have a braisa that would seem to support Rava. And as we're going to see, it's not a mefurish braisa, but a diak in a braisa. What does the braisa say? Kurt foy li biyotcha. If somebody goes over to somebody and he says that you owe me a court for valor, and the person says, it's not true, Potter. Why you Potter? It's a davar sheben midah, court for libiyatcha, because he was kai for a cut. Kai for a cut is Potter, right? It's kai for a cut, but he's Potter. Menoira gedoyla, yesh libiyatcha. What if the person would say that I have by you a menoira gedoyla, and the person says, ain't lo chabiyadi, elo menoira ketana, all you have by me is a menoira ketana. Potter, you're going to be Potter. The Gemara is going to get into that in a second. Azura gedoyli yesh libiyatcha. I have by you a gross gartel, a chagura gedoyla. Ein lucha biyadi ela azura katana. It's only a katana. Potter, you're going to be Potter. Avadam alayim with you. Tell him kurt fu yesh libiyatcha. Vado yamein lucha biyadi ela lesech. He's moide ben miktas. Chai de gedoy bichai. Or if you would say menoyra bas eser litin yesh libiyatcha. And the person would respond, ein lucha biyadi ela bas chomesh litrin. Chai, you're going to be chai. Chloe Shaldover says the Braisa. Lo'ilamein echayev ad sheyitonenu bedover sheben midah v'sheben mishkov v'sheben minyan v'yoydaloi bedover sheben midah v'sheben mishkov v'sheben minyan. So this Braisa is just a fancier version of our Mishnah, right? It's a Braisa digger version of our Mishnah, where the Braisa gives you a clown, gives you a couple of more examples and some more nuanced examples, which the Gemara is going to get into now. But the point is that how did the Braisa conclude this halacha? Kloloi shel dover, says the Gemara. Kloloi shel dover, lasu yemai. Right, zeha klal, kloloi shel dover. All these synonyms, they all mean something. They're all coming to be marbe something. What's coming to be marbe, says the Gemara. Lav lasu ye, bayis ze mole. Oh, tanya kavase de rava. Must be coming to be marbe rava zalacha. Again, is it mefurish rava zalacha? No. But there's a kloloi shel dover that's coming to be marbe something. What's the something? Meaning, what's that gray area in the sugya? It's the machlokes of bayis rava. And if kloloi shel dover, is coming to say that it has to really be Mida Mishkol Minyan, must be the rabbis. Rava Atkedekach, the Gemara likes this, that the Gemara says Tanya Kavase based on this. So we just brought this Braisa, and the Gemara is just going to work on understanding this Braisa a little bit better from here until the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Umayshna Menoira Gedoyla Umayra Ketana, the Potter. What do the Mishnahs, the Braisa say? Let's focus on the Menoira and the Azura part of the Braisa. Menoira gedoyli yesh libiyatcha. I'm reading from the Braisa again. Ein l'chabiyadi ela menoira ketana potter. Azura gedoyli yesh libiyatcha. Ein l'chabiyadi ela azura ketana potter. Right? However, Menoira bas eser litin yeshli biyotcho, in the chabiyodi elo bas chomish litrin chayev, then you're going to be chayev. So the Gemara here wants to know, what's the difference? Menoira gedoyla versus menoira ketana, your potter. Whereas menoira bas eser litrin versus menoira bas chomish litrin, over there, you're going to be chayev. What's the difference between those two cases? Now, when we learned the price, so it seemed very obvious what the difference is. One is just like a big menorah versus a small menorah. He's a moedim and mikzas, clearly, but it's not dava b'mida b'mishkol b'minyan. Over here, he's saying a menorah from eser litrin versus a menorah from chamish litrin, right? That's for sure pashup shat, the way you learn the braisa, right? We didn't even say we'll get back to it because it just seemed pretty straightforward. Everything seemed very clear. Stating that, the Gemara here has a very interesting approach to this braisa. So interesting that we're going to see in a second, Reb Kiva Eger is going to apply tzorichin on this Gemara. He's just not going to understand how to read this Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, why is it that if the tefillah was menorah gedoyla and the response was menorah ketana yapater, probably because masha tanoi loy haydaloi, who masha haydaloi loy tanoi. Because it's tanoi chitin v'haydaloi b'sairin. You said big menorah, I said small menorah. Big menorah, small menorah, two completely different menorahs, right? If you're not sure, go price it out. It's two completely different menorahs. And because it's two completely different menorahs, so it's tanoi chitin v'haydaloi b'sairin, so as a result, it's masha tanoi loy haydaloi, masha haydaloi loy tanoi, right? That's why you're potter. But the Gemara says, Yochi, Bazoi, Bas Eser, Bas Chomish, Nami. In the case where the tefillah was Eser Litrin versus Chomish Litrin, why don't we say the same thing? Masha tanoi loy haydaloi, umasha haydaloi loy tayanoi. Right? Why don't we say that it's also not a hoida? Mimin hatayno, Rav Kiveger, in Gilyon Hashas, jumps on this Gemara, and he says, Loshon ze muksha, habaze pashit apater, delay havi dover shebemida. Right? It's not a dover shebemida. That's why it's pater. Says Rav Kiveger, now, if you want to tell me that the Gemara is still going to be muching on the menorah bas eser litrin and the menorah bas chomesh litrin, why there you should be chayiv? Because you want to argue, I don't know, maybe it's mashatonai lehoidaloi, mashahoidaloi lehtoyanoi, or maybe you want a taina that it's not a dovah shebe midah, shebe mishkov, shebe minyan. You could ask that kasha. But the way the Gemara asks the kasha, Maishno your potter menorah gedoyla menorah ketana. It's potter that the reason is because mashatana lehoidel mashahoidel lehoidel. Reb Kiveger said that's the pashtus in the brisa. The pashtus in the brisa is because it's not a dover shevin midah v'shevin mishkov v'shevin minyan. That's why it's in this brisa. That's not why it's not in a brisa that's talking about tanachit and vayla b'sayrim. Right? It's in a brisa that says klol eshal dover, and the rule is not. The rule is, so again, Reb Kiveger says the Gemara is muching with something. And the Gemara wants to understand why, if the tefillah was bas eser litrin and the response was bas chomish litrin, why you chay? You want to much with that? Much all you want. That's fine. The Gemara has every gerech to ask that kasha. Whatever the kasha is, we'll see it in a second. But the hanach of the kasha is that that's poshit, the first part of the braise, you potter, because mashatana lehoid, mashatana lehoid, like Reb Kiveger. I have no havana in this. What would be poshit pshat in this? Kiveger says it's mamish tamor. But either way, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that why is it that in the case of tfiyah, of a menorah bas eser litrin, where the response is, no, I owe you a menorah bas chomish litrin, that you're chayiv, what we should say is, masha ta'anoi loy hoidaloi, umasha hoidaloi loy ta'anoi. Again, so what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, why is it in the second case, in the case where the tefillah was eser litrin, and the response was chomish litrin, that loch is your chayiv, even if it's midah mishkel minyan, but at the end of the day, masha ta'anoi loy hoidaloi, umasha hoidaloi loy ta'anoi. That is the Gemara's kasha. Again, had the Gemara asked the kasha, because it's poshit that in the ratio a part of the braisa where you potter, that's the reason you potter faces. That's not the reason you potter. The reason you potter is because it's not me, the mishkov and minyav. Harai, it's in this braisa. Good, you want to know what happened with mashahoydaloy leitana. It's a good kasha. It's only negaya the second part of the braisa, because in the first part of the braisa, you anyways potter. So you want to ask that kasha, which is essentially the Gemara's kasha. But the setup of the kasha, that's what's bothering Reb Kiveger. It's the setup, it's not the Gemara's kasha, it's the setup. The way the Gemara approaches the kasha, does act Reb Kiveger. But either way, again, what's the kasha? Some dritimol. if someone's teveya a menorah bas 10 litrin, and the guy says, no, only a menorah bas 5 litrin, the halacha is yechayev, your regular moed of a mikzas, the kashin is l'chayra, it's ton or chitin, v'hoidaloi bas n'ayin. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, so Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, hocha be menorah shal chulyos haskinon. The case over here was, with this menorah, this bigger menorah, was made up of chulyos, it was made up of parts. So it's like one of these, not that I've ever seen one, but one of these menorahs that if you want to pull them apart, you could, right, what does chulius literally mean? Vertebrae, right? So you could pull off some of the vertebrae and you can make it a little bit smaller. The point is the kamaydalay mina. Comes out the haidah is mi min hataina. You're telling me that I owe you this grosa menorah. I'm looking at the menorah. I owe you half of that. It's not chita v'soyer. It's not two completely different things. But the Gemara says, "Ihachi ebazoi azura nami nisni v'lukmi b'dalayfi." Why is it that the Braisa had two cases of menorah? It didn't have two cases of an azura, right? The Braisa had a case where there was a tfiya and oidav menorah with your potter, and a case of a tfiya and oidav menorah that you chayev. When it came to the gartel, we only had the greiser gartel and the smaller gartel, and we said you potter. There wasn't even a case where you're going to be chayev. If the case you chayev by menorah is, where it's made up of chulyos, that metzias can easily apply to azura as well. And the metzias would be b'dalayfi, which in English means it's made up of parts. But the point is that why didn't the b'raisa be poetically symmetrical and give me a case of azura that's chayev? The reason probably is because the only time it would be negeya chayev by azura would be b'dalayfi, and the lifey like katani, and for some reason the Brice doesn't want to talk about that type of garatol. Okay, so achanami. Well, if the lifey like tani, then we should say bishal chulyus also like tani. Elo amar Rabbi bar Mamels. Rabbi bar Mamels said, let me tell you pshat in why it is eser and chamish. The halach is we look at it as a hoida mimin ha taina. Why is it not tani chitin b'hoidloi b'sayirin? And this will also explain why we only mention such a case as relates to the menorah, and we didn't mention such a case as relates to the gartel. It's koshani menorah hoil v'yochel u'goyra u'lahamida al chamish litrin. By the menorah, what you could do is you could shave off the menorah and you can make it from 10 litrin into 5 litrin. That's something you could do by the menorah. That's not something you could do by the gartel. If you look at the Ritva explains a very good shmak. The Ritva says that it's talking about we had a thick menorah. And this menorah was so thick that it weighed 10 litrin. If you want, you can make it a thinner menorah. It's not going to change the menorah. Everything's going to stay in place. You'll just shave it off a little bit. And as a result, the menorah basher u'sham will be the same heftz of the menorah. But instead of it weighing 10 litrin, it'll weigh 5, which is a big nafkamina. But the point is that you'll shave it off. And that's the chilek, says the Ritva, between the menorah gedoyla menorah katana versus the menorah bas 10 litrin and the menorah bas 5 litrin. The menorah gedoyla, the menorah katana are two completely different menorahs. And that's why the Gemara, they didn't understand the Gemara, but that's why the Gemara, that's the chayra tana chitin v'hoidaloi b'sa'oyrin. Because that's two completely different menorahs. That's learned in the Gemara. That's why that's tana chit v'hoidaloi b'sa'oyrin. In the case of 10 litrin and 5 litrin, that's not tana chit v'hoidaloi b'sa'oyrin. It's also dovash habim midiv shemeshkuv minyan, and that's the reason you're not going to be chayashua. By azura, that wouldn't have worked, that metzias of gaira, and that's why we mentioned such a case by menorah. We didn't mention such a case by azura. If the case of menorah would have been chulyos, we would have had a comparable case as relates to azura. This metzias, you had to be there, doesn't work by the gartel, and as a result, this is not something that the Braisa even mentioned as it relates to the azura moving along. Talk to Mishnah Vayter. So this Mishnah that we're about to learn right now is going to continue to discuss the halachos of Moed B'Mikzas. However, in the context of a mashkin, so this is where Moed B'Mikzas meets mashkin. And really, the topic of mashkin is going to be Malavas from here until Hadron Aloch Shavuos Hadayanim. So really, the topic of the rest of today's daf and the topic of the entirety of tomorrow's daf is going to be the laws of mashkin. Why are we going to be talking about mashkin now? Because Moed B'Mikzas is something that plays itself out in the world of a mashkin. So super duper high level. Much more about this tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll get into Bal Chayvus Koine Mashkin, Reb Yitzchok's famous Shita, all these different halachas. But for now, just what is a mashkin? So mashkin is collateral, right? Collateral blaz, where somebody lends somebody money and the malva tells the loiva that I'm willing to lend you money, but I need some sort of mashkin, a mashkanta. I need some form of collateral. So I'm going to hold on to the collateral and you will pay me money. When you do, I'm going to return the collateral. Ma'isa shahaya kachaya, in our Mishnah, the collateral got lost. And there's a dispute now between the Malva and the Loiva what the value of the collateral was. And that impacts very much the underlying law. Because to the extent that the Malva lost the collateral, again, much more about this tomorrow, but to the extent that the Malva lost the collateral, it should reduce the amount of money that the Loiva owes him. So the Malva has certain responsibilities towards the collateral. And if something happens to it, so now the loan is going to be reduced. So if there's a dispute how much the collateral was, essentially there's a dispute how much money is owed, which can walk us right into the sugyas of Maidah B'Mitzvahs and Kofra Kail. And it's for that reason, that high level, this is playing itself out over here. Just one thing that we need to know in terms of currencies of Chazal, because the Gemara is not going to talk about dollars and quarters and nickels and dimes. So the one thing that we just need to know is that a sela was a very common currency. Shekel is a half a sela, meaning there's two shekels to the sela, and a dinar is a half a shekel, or a quarter of a sela. So you have sela, shekel, dinar, there's two shekels to the sela, which means there's two dinars to the shekel, which means there's four dinars to the sela. It's not complicated, but just to have an idea that the sela is more, the shekel is less, and the dinar is even less than that. So, somebody lends his friend money, and the loiva gives the malva mashkin, mashkin, and now the mashkin got lost. Now it got lebedig. The malva went over to the loiva. He told him, sela hil visicha. I loaned you a sela. The shekel hoya shava. And the mashkin was worth a shekel. As a result, how much do you owe me now? You owe me a shekel, right? The underlying loan was a sela. There was a mashkin that I lost. Guilty as charged. Shekel. Seder. So half the loan is reduced. Be owe me the other half. You owe me a shekel. Follow him. And the labor responds. Loiki ela sela hil visani. You loan me a sela, mashkin. Oh, love, right? On this mashkin. Visela hayashava. And it was worth a sela. I mean, I don't owe you anything anymore. Essentially, I paid you via the mashkin. So this person is a kofer hakol, right? Basically, the malva, this is just a fancy way of saying, the malva is saying, you owe me a shekel, and loiva is saying, oh, you garnished. The halach is pati, you're going to be patsel. He'll be sicha olav. What would be if the malva goes over to the loiva and he tells him that I loaned you on this mashkin a sela, the shekel lo yishav was worth a shekel. Follow me, the person says, loiki el a sela, he'll be sanu yolav. I'm asking that the underlying law was a sela. However, the shloisha dinarim a yishav, the mashkin was worth 3 dinarim, meaning, I don't owe you a shekel, I owe you 1 dinar. Us, you're a married to be mixas. You owe me a shekel, I only owe you a dinar. Chayev, the loch is going to be chayev shvua deirai. So, what would be in the reverse? Sela, Hilvisani olav v'shtayin hayashav. What would be if the loiva goes over to the malva and the loiva tells the malva, you know, you loaned me a sela, I gave you a mashkin, the mashkin was worth 2 sloyim. You owe me money, right? Because you lost my mashkin, and as a result, you owe me a sela. Hello, and the malva responds, loiki el sela hilvisicha olav. I loaned you a sela, the sela hayashav, and it was worth a sela. Meaning, I don't owe you anything. So now the loiva is playing malva, right? He's going over to the malva. He says, you owe me money because you lost my mashkin, and he's saying, no, it's not true because the mashkin was worth exactly what the loan amount was. So they cancel each other out. I don't owe you anything. The point is, he's a kofer hakol potter. That's why he's potter. What would be if the loiva tells the malva, sela hilvisani olav? And he responds and he says, Loiki Elo, Sela Hilvisicha Olav. The Malva says, the loan was a sela, but it was worth Chamisha Dinarim, meaning I owe you now how much? I owe you 1 dinar. So the Loiva is telling the Malva, you owe me a sela. And the Malva is telling the Loiva, I only owe you a dinar. He's a Moide B'Miktas. He's a Moide B'Miktas Chayiv. He's going to be Chayiv Shvua Dei. So we're Moide B'Miktas meets Mashkin as it relates to the Shvua can be in one of 2 ways. It could be either where the Malva is being Teveya the Loiva per the Mashkin, where the Loiva is now Moide B'Miktas to fighting over what the value of the Mashkin was, and it could be in the reverse case as well, which is interesting, where the Loiva is going after the Malva because he's claiming that the Mashkin was worth more than the loan was worth, and now the Malva is being Moide B'Miktas. In that case, the Malva is the one that is the Moide B'Miktas, and you would think the Malva in that case would be the one that has to swear. So the Mishnah now ends with one cryptic line. Umi Nishba. Who's the person that swears? Right? So what would you say? In the first case of the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah, the loiv is the one that swears. And the second half of the Mishnah, the malva is the one that swears. Says the Mishnah, no, Misha ha-pikadin etzle. The one that swears is the one that was watching the pikadin. In other words, the malva is always going to be the one that swears. Now, in the safe of the Mishnah, it's posh that the malva swears. So really, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, umi nishba, that even in the reisha, where the loiv is the one that's being made, but mixas afilu hachi, he's not the one that's going to swear. It's the malva that's going to swear. And the reason is, shema yishba, because we're afraid that maybe the person that doesn't have to be called, meaning if we're going to have the loivus swear in the first case, he might swear that what the pekadim was worth, whatever he's claiming it was worth, and then all of a sudden the malva is going to pull out the pekadim, joke's on you, I had it the whole time, and it's not worth, and you see you're a liar. So to prevent such a situation from happening, it's for that reason we say, you know who's supposed to swear? It's always the malva that's going to swear. Now, as machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, what that concern would be, right? What's that concern? Maybe the loiv is going to swear the yoytzi Allah sapekadim. So if you look at Rashi, it's the last Rashi on the Amid. Rashi says the shema loydikta kzeh b'shuma. Right? Maybe it's going to turn out that the loiv is swearing falsely. The ifsalenu leedus l'shvua, and this person's going to end up being possible leedus possible l'shvua. Okay, I hear. That's a reason that we're mahapach the shvua. Instead of the loiv being the one that swears, the malva is going to be the one that swears. Why? Because chalila, we don't want a yid should become pasul edus, he should be pasul shvua. Tosfos is the banim tos on the Amid, brings Rashi, and Tosfos is very, very bothered. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in Perek HaMafkid, where Rabbeinu Chananel asks, v'chi avdinan takonu l'rishi, it's like a funny zach. What, you worried that this Rosha, who should be Pasul Eidus, and he should be Pasul Lishvua, should now all of a sudden become Pasul Eidus or Pasul Lishvua, Ela Taima. So Tosfos springs from Rabbeinu Chananel in Perek HaMafkid, who said the reason is something else. Shemi Yoytzi Allah Pikodin, V'nimtza Shvuas Loiva Lebatola. That's what we're worried about. Meaning, the Malva is not going to maybe swear falsely, but the Loiva may end up getting caught in this Shvuas Levatala, and that's what we are trying to address over here. But either way, what was the last line of the Mishnah? Because that's what the Gemara is going to pick up. Umi nishba, who swears? Misha pekodin etzloi shemi yishav azev yoytzei Allah sapekodin. So what did we speak out? The chiddush of min nishba, meaning that the malv is the one that swears, is only in the resha. It's not a chiddush in the seif. In the seif, he's the one that's made of a mixas. The chiddush in the resha. The Gemara speaks this out. Aha, ile ma seifa. Is that line of the Mishnah going on the seif of the Mishnah? What do I need that for? V'tepikle, the shvu gabe malva. Who adds the bach? The shvu is anyways by the malva. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, you're right. Ah, resha. That the point of that line is, it's referring back to the resha. In the resha, where really the loiv is the made of a mixas. See, he's the one that should have swore. Kamash malon. He has the pikadin for whatever the reason. And is, he's the one that has to swear. V'chein amar Rabbi Chiya Barav, Aresha. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan, Aresha. Says the Gemara, my Aresha. Which part of the Aresha? This is also simple. Safe for the Aresha. It's the safe of the Aresha. What does it mean, the safe of the Aresha? So if you remember, in the Aresha, there was a case where the loiva was koifer akoil, and then there was a case where the loiva was moedim amiktas. In the case where the loiva was koifer akoil, the malva's not going to swear. It's in the case where the loiva was moedim amiktas, and now there's a chiyuv shvua d'oraisa, that's where the malva's going to swear. Why do we even have to mention that? Right? It's so obvious, right? The Teretz says it would be so obvious if the loiva was swearing. Being that the loiva is not swearing, we're making someone who's not chayiv shvua swear, so maybe he has a chiyuv to swear, even in the case where there's no underlying chiyuv shvua. That's the point. That even though we're making the malva swear in the resha, so now I could have had a havamina, he should swear, even when the loiva was koifer akol, when there isn't even a chiyuv shvua d'oraisa, kamash mon avadana. When there's a chiyuv shvua, and that's when he's going to swear, and the Gemara actually speaks out, bak tzener, what is the case of the resha, the seifa, says the Gemara, really, who has to swear that shvua? The loiva is the one that has to swear. And this is the point. But where even the loiva doesn't have to swear, there we're not making the malva swear. Says the Gemara, Pashtam Rav Ashi. Now the Rav Ashi said, and where did Rav Ashi say this? He said this in Perek HaMafkit. The Kaim Malon, Zen Nishba She'ena B'Shusoy, V'Zen Nishba Kameshava. So Rav Ashi said that that's Poshet, that the halacha is where the loiva is made of a mikzas regarding the mashkin, the loiva has to swear. Stating that, Rav Ashi said, the malva also has to swear. Meaning, when we say that the malva swears, it doesn't mean that only the malva swears. What it means is, the malva swears and the loiva swears. In fact, first the Malva swears, and then the Loiva swears. The Malva swears that he doesn't have it in his Rishos, and once he swears that it's not in his Rishos, so then the Loiva goes ahead and the Loiva swears, Shvuas Moida B'Miksas. Which then means that we have to read the Mishnah a little bit differently than we read it up until now. We were reading the Mishnah, Umi Nishba, who swears, Misha Pekal Denetzle. It's going back on the Reisha, the Sefer of the Reisha, and who swears? Only the Malva swears, not the Loiva. So, to Gemara, and this is just the last point we're going to see this morning, and that is that Hashadam Ravashi, that Avad of the Loiva swears. So what then do we mean when we say the Malva swears? We mean that he also swears. Meaning, Zen Nishba, the Malva, She'ena B'Shusai, V'Zen Nishba, by the loiva, kamashava, meaning they both have to go in and swear. So, hachi kamar, this is the way you'd read the Mishnah. Mi nishba, not mi nishba, but mi nishba tchila. Mi shapakadan, that's lishem yishava, zebi yitzavah, sapakadan. So, according to Rav Ashi, the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is not mi nishba, because avad of the loiva is going to end up swearing, but rather it's mi nishba tchila. And again, Be'ezer Hashem, more about this tomorrow. So, as it relates to Raid, one ha'ara. And this is really an idea that we've spoken about a few times over the years. As a matter of fact, 7.5 years ago on Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel, we talked a little bit about this inyan. But the Meshech HaMachzer, we learned some Hoysafos together. So just to go through an inyan that's very, very yisodi when it comes to the halachos of Geneva and Gzela. So really, the Iker Sugi that we're learning, to be fair, is Shvois, right? We're learning Perek Shvois HaDayanim, but as we saw, Perek Shvois HaDayanim touches on so many gross Nesugis. Specifically, the Mishnah said that when it comes to Avadim Shtarois, Karkois and Ekteishois, Ein Bohem Tashlumei Keifa. So if somebody would steal an Eved, somebody would steal a Shtar, somebody would steal karka, somebody would steal hektish. Although ordinarily a ganav has to pay kefil, but when it comes to these things, the halacha is there's not going to be a chi of kefil. And the Gemara said, kefil minalon, the Tana Rabbana, we learned it out from a klal pratu klal in the parsha of Toyin Tainas ganav. And just like a Toyin Tainas ganav ordinarily pays kefil, but not when it comes to avodim, shtaris, karkois, and hektishos. So to every ganav who has to pay kefil will not have to pay kefil if he steals avodim, shtarois, karkois, and hekdeshois. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shiurim, and this is in his first shtickle in Perek Meruba. So it's Meseches Bava Kama, Ois Beis. Meseches Bava Kama in Kovet Shiurim starts Perek Akoinis. There's only one shtickle, and then it jumps to Perek Meruba, and that's where it gets Lebedek. But this is Ois Beis in Kovet Shiurim in Meseches Bava Kama. It's the first shtickle in Perek Meruba. Great Rabbi Chanan, a bombekasha. He says that I don't understand. Why do we need a Gemara? It's here in Shavuos HaDayanim. It's also a Gemara in the beginning of Perek Meruba. That there's no kefil if somebody steals karka based on a klal pratu klal. Typically, that there should be no kefil because karka ain't an exelis. And if karka ain't an exelis, that means you can't steal karka. So if you can't steal karka, then it's toch muva me'elov that there shouldn't be a chi of kefil. Kefil is when you steal. If you can't steal the karka, then obviously you can't be chayv kefil. It's freik Rabbi Chanan. If that's the case, I don't understand why is it that I need a klal pratu klal to tell me that there's no chi of kefil for someone that steals karka. And by the way, shtoris and avodim and the whole list, typically karka ain't an exalus, and shtoris ain't an exalus, and avodim are ain't an exalus because the hukshel of karkois. So if there's no gzela, then l'chayra, the halacha should be that there should be no possibility for there to be a chi of kefil either. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's muchach from here, that even though karka in an exalus, that in and of itself would have no bearing on the halacha of Geneva. Karka could be in an exalus, but lav dafka, it's eino nigneves. And that's why even though I know already that karka in an exalus, and by the way, what's the makar that karka in an exalus? It's learned down from a klal prat to klal in the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin. We actually learned it together recently. It's a gemara daflan zayin amabez in Perek Shavuos HaPekodin. But the point is, even though I know from that klal prat to klal in the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin that karka in an exalus, that in and of itself would not mean that it's not nigneves. And that's why I need a new klal prat to klal to tell me that you should know
know there's no chiyuv kefil. Now that we know there's no chiyuv kefil, does that mean that there's no gneva? We could even done that maybe. But says Rabbi Chanan, one thing I see clear, and that is just because karka ein nigzeves doesn't necessarily mean that karka is ein nigzeves. It must be that karka lechud, as it relates to Gneva, and Karka Lechud as it relates to Gzela. Or more accurately, it must be Gneva Lechud and Gzela Lechud. So again, Rabbi Chanan saw two sugis in Chas. He saw one sugi in Chas that discusses Karka in an Gzelas. And the Makar is a cloud prat to cloud in the parish of Shavuos HaPakadon. Rabbi Chanan saw another sugi in Chas, Ardaf, it's also in the beginning of Perek Merubah, and that is that there's no kefal if somebody steals Karka. And Rabbi Chanan was muching. I don't understand. What do I need these two sugi for? Once I know Karka in an Gzelas, so Fashneitzach, there's no kefal. So Rabbi Chanan said that you see from here that I would not be able to learn Gneva from Gzela. And just because Karka is in an Gzelas, that would not necessarily mean that it's not in Gnevis. In fact, Rabbi Chanan's moisif that when it comes to Gzela, Karka in Gzelas, or Karka in an Gzelas, there's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Chachamim hold Karka in an Exelus. Rabbi Eliezer, who's Dorish, Ribuya, Miyuti, Ribuya, he grabbed the holds that Karka is an Exelus. There's no Shitas Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Gneva. I'm not even sure, said Rabbi Chanan, what Rabbi Eliezer would hold when it comes to Gneva. Because really, it's two separate sugyas, two separate limudim. Coincidentally, they both have to happen to be a klal prat to klal. But one is in the parish of Gzela, specifically in the parish of Kofar Pekadin. The other one is in the parish of Geneva, specifically in the parish of Toyin Tainis Ganas. So Rabbi Chanan makes this observation, but at the same time, Rabbi Chanan says, Tzorichin, what is the difference? Meaning, why should Geneva and Gzela be different? You would think if Karka is in Gzelas, it's in Gneves, and vice versa. If you have two sugis with two Makairis, and one it's a Machlikis Tanam, no less, it would seem that they're not one and the same. And again, it's Enei Oime Elodar Sheni. What is the difference between Gnev and Gzela? Now, the truth is that before we really get into this, let's just chazer over. What's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazel? If there's ever been any two ideas that are me inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan, right? That phrase was coined for this. Gnev and Gzela are very, very similar, right? But they're not the same. There's a Ganav and there's a Gazel. What is the difference? So if you look at the Rambam, I'll just read it, Melushayne Yazov Shal Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, says, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ezehu Ganev. What is a Ganev? Zeh Aloi Keach Mamon Odom Beseser, Ve'in HaBailim Yoidim. It's when somebody steals from somebody, and the Bailim don't know about it. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela Va'aveda, also Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says, Ezehu Goizel. What's a gazlin? Zalikeach mamain ha'adam bichazaka. Kigoin shechotav metaltel miyadoi. Oy shenichnas lushusay shaloy mitzayin abaylan v'not al keila misha. A ganev is somebody that steals from somebody. Ve'in habaylan royan oisai. A gazlin is somebody that steals from somebody. He looks you between the eyes and he takes your thing bichazaka. That's the difference between a ganev and a gazlin. But at the end of the day, they seem to be so similar. And again, Rabbi Chonetz Kasha, why is it do I need a parasha of Karka in an Igzeles and I need a parasha of Karka in an Igneves? It looks like these two parashas are not talking to each other. It looks like really I would not be able to learn one from the other. Rabbi Chonetz said it's Muchach from here that Gneve Lechud v'Gzei Lechud. So just a few tzushtels to Rabbi Chonetz's observation that I think are very obvious. One of them is we know that in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama there's a huge sugya. We always refer to it as the censored sugya. But there's a huge sugya with regards to Gezel Akum, right? Chaim Volozhiner in his tshuva and Chotam HaSholosh said, right, someone asked him a shayla in the sugya of Gezel Akum, and he told him, how can I write a tshuva? He says, it's pasha to me that all these gemaras lav mar baravashi chasim aleh. So I don't know what's real, what's fake, what was edited, what was censored. I mamish don't know kapas fis. Says, I have no idea how to even write a tshuva on such an Indian. But it's based on the grace of sugya, which has its makar primarily in the end of Masechtas Bava Kama, and that is Gezel Akum. Is it mutter or is it asr? So what's the Rambam shita? If you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam says, this is Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mishover Pruta Umaylo, Oiver Al Loisase, Shenemar Loisignoivo. The Ein Loikin Alavze, Sharinitin Litashlumen, Shaganev Chaiva Oisa Tayr Lashalem, The Echad Agoinev Momin Yisrael, Oy Agoinev Momin Goy, Oyver Avoy Dezoro, The Echad Agoinev Esagodol, Oyesakot. The Rambam says if somebody steals, he's over a loy sase. And then the Rambam says it doesn't matter who you steal from. It doesn't matter if you steal from a yid, if you steal from a guy who's an oivet avodah zarah, if you steal from a god or if you steal from a katan. Either way, if you steal, you are going to be over the issa geneva. In Hilchas Gzeilav Aveda, right in the beginning, the Rambam says as follows: Kol ha-goizel es chaveri shava pruta over beloy sase. Shenemar loy sigza.
Then the Rambam says, "Vein loykin alav ze shari kosim nitke laase shem gozal chayv lahachzer shem veheishiv zagzela asher gozal." So mitzvah says, "Va'afilu sarif agzela enoy loyk shari chayv l'shalim domei v'chalot shenitin tashlumin ein loykin al halacha beis va'aser ligzal kol shul dintayr." You're not allowed to steal anything. Afilu goy oyved avoy dezara aser legoyis loy oy laashka. So the Rambam here too brings the halacha that you're not allowed to steal from a guy. But when the Rambam brings the halacha, you're not allowed to steal from a guy, the Rambam adds a little language. He says, "Va'aso ligzal kol shul din Torah," and then he says, "Afilu goy oyved avoy dezara aser legoyis loy oy laashkay." The Kesef Mishnah says, why is it that when the Rambam said that you're not allowed to steal from a guy, he added the words, "Afilu goy oyved avoy dezara aser legoyis loy oy laashkay"? Why do you have to chazer the word legoyis loy? "Va'aso ligzal kol shul din Torah." "Afilu goy oyved avoy dezara aser legoyis loy oy laashkay." Says the Kesef Mishnah that to me it's muchach that what the Rambam is saying is that although it's asa to steal from a guy, but the isa to steal from a guy is only an isa de rabbanon. And does suck the Rambam asa ligzal kol shu din taira? That's a regular din dairaisa. As it relates to a guy, afilu guy oivet avay dezara asa legoyis loy mid rabbanon. It's the Beis Yosef's diik in the Rambam. That's the diik that the Kesef Mishnah makes. In other words, the Rambam in hilchis geneva, when the Rambam brought the halacha of loisa geneva, what did the Rambam say? Doesn't matter who you steal from. Whether you steal from a Yid, you steal from a Goy. You steal from a Godly, you steal from a Kati, you're going to be Chayiv. Sounds like the Rambam Shita is that Gnevas Akim is awesome at Eiraisa. When it comes to Gzeilo, the Rambam said, "Also ligs the kol shudin Torah," and then when he mentions the Goy, "Afilu Goy, Ivan Avi Dezara, also the Goy," so he says the Kesef Mishnah sounds like only Midir Abonon. It says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam Shita seems to be that Gnevas Akim is awesome at Eiraisa, but Gezel Akim is only going to be awesome at Rabbon. And at first glance, it's a Pella. How can it be that that sugi in the end above a comma regarding Gezel Akum, the censored sugi that was only negay Gzeila, but as it relates to Gnevitz Poshit, that's a regular Sadei Reisa. Ad Kedei Kach, the Rambam says, Ve'echad ha-goynev momin Yisro, Ve'echad ha-goynev momin goy, Oved Avi Dezor, makes absolutely no difference. That means is, the Noid of Yehuda, we spoke this out once in a tshuva, and this is in Madura Kama, it's in Yeridea, it's in Simin Pei Aleph. So the Noid of Yehuda, Toich Dvarav, discussed the Kesef Mishnah's Diyak in the Rambam. And he says, even though at first glance it seems to be a little bit Tomua, but he said, I think it actually has a Makar in the Pasuk. Because if you look at the two Psukim that talk about Gneva and Gezela respectively, they're a little bit different. When the Torah talks about Gezela, it says, Loi Sashoik Es Reyacho, Veloi Sigzoil. Loi salim pula sacher itcha ad boiker. Loi sashek es reyecha loi sigzol. Torah is talking about reyecha. What can you do to reyecha? Loi sashek. One. Loi sigzol two. The isig zela is to who? It's to reyecha. When the Torah talks about geneva, it says loi tignoivo. It doesn't say anything about reyecha. Reyecha, we know, always means dafka oyid. So it says the Noid of Yehuda, the Kesef Mishnah made this blitz of digadik in the Rambam. The truth is, it's shroshay in Pesukei HaTorah. Because when it comes to gzeilo, the Torah says, loy sashak es reyecha, veloy sigzal. Veloy sigzal is going back on reyecha. When it comes to geneva, the Torah just says, loy tignoifu. Now the truth is, if you look at the end of this pasuk, it says, loy tignoifu, and then it says, veloy sechachashu, veloy seshakru ishba misay. The end of the pasuk mentions, but we once spoke out for a Chaim Veloshin and that tshuva in Chota Mesholish. He says that what the Noid of Yehuda meant was because it says loy tignoivu and there's an asnachta on the loy tignoivu, so it's loy tignoivu. Period. And then it's v'loy sechachashu v'loy sechakru ish b'amisoy. So b'amisoy is only referring to what was mentioned after the asnachta, but we don't have to go back to this. But the point is, the Kesef Mishnah is dik, that the Noid of Yehuda, Goyin HaGod, Rabbi Cheskel Landau said, has a makor in the psukim. That when it comes to gezel akum, that's mutter midei raiso. It's loy sashoik es reyacho v'loy sigzol. But when it comes to genevis akum, there the Torah says loy tignoivu, without any strings attached, there the isnidei raiso is going to be even for a guy. But again, it begs itself to question, what's the difference between Gneva and Gzela? What's Pashup Shah? Why is it that Gezel Akum would be Mutter, Shita Sarambam, and Gneva Snakum would be Aser? The truth is, there's another Tzushtal to this Shmuz. And that is a Diak Nifla that the Oinig Yontif makes. And this is in Shailos Tshuvas Oinig Yontif, it's in Choshem Mishpat, Simin Kuf Yud Ches, it's in a Haggah. If you want to look it up, the Haggah is Kuf Tzadik Zayin. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, says that if somebody steals, even though he's over the lava, he doesn't get malchus. The in loikin alav ze shari akosav nitkoy laase sheim gozal chayev lahachser shenema veheishev es agzela asher gozal zum mitzvah saseh. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva,
This is literally the opening verse of Hilchas Ganev. Says that when a person is a ganev, even though he's over loy signoivu, he doesn't get malchus. Why? Ve'ein loikin alavze. Shari nitin letashlumen. Shaganev chayva oisa teira l'shalim. Because what does a ganev do? He has to pay, right? You have to be careful, no less. Being that you have to pay, it's nitin letashlumen. If you nitin letashlumen, alav shi nitin letashlumen, you're not going to get malchus. Freito in the giontiv. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila said there's no malchus because it's a good old-fashioned alav shi nitin glase. In Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam said, why is there no Malchus? Because it's a lav shenitin l'tashlumen. You're saying good, but say better. What do you mean? It's a lav shenitin glase also. There's no asay of a hishav esakzei l'ashagozo by a god. Says the inugyontif shteto in der Rambam, an unbelievable chiddush. That even though the Torah says v'hishav esakzei l'ashagozo, there's a mitzvah's essay of hashav esakzei that's only by gzeila. You hear this chiddush? I mean, you can't even say such a chiddush without traceling. But when it comes to Geneva, there's no such mitzvah's essay. Why then is there no Malkus if you're over this Igneva? Because it's nitin letashlumen. But as it relates to asay, there's no asay. And if there's no asay, it's not a lav shenitik asay. If it's not a lav shenitik asay, the Rambam had to come on with a new reason. But I'll go upon him. This is like the nafkamina with the hey idea between Gneva and Gzelo. Gzelo is an av shenitik asay. Gneva is not a lav shenitik asay. By Gzelo, you have the heishavas Gzelo asher gazal. By Gneva, you don't. And the question is, what is going on over here? I thought Geneva and Gzela were very, very similar. I mean, that's what I was always taught. To me, yeah, one pays kefil, one doesn't, whatever. But they're mamish. We have three diyukim gedoilim. The first, fangon for non-fang, is Rabbi Chanan's diyuk. Where Rabbi Chanan says there's two sugis in Chas that talk about stealing karka. One Gzela, one Geneva, and they're clearly not talking to each other. As it relates to karka and Gzela, so in and Gzela, that's a machloitis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. That's in Shavuos Lamed Zayin. That's mentioned again in Agoy Zaleitzim. That's linked out from a klal prat to klal in the sugya of the Shavuos Hapikod. Karka in and Gneves, that's today's stuff, right? That's a whole different sugya. That's in the beginning of Perek Merubah. That's learned out from a klal prat to klal in the parsha of Toyin Tainas Ganav. Why do I need two parshas? If I know karka ain't in Igzelis, then Memeil is no kefil. Memeil karka ain't in Igneves. Why do I have these two parshas? We have the Kesem Mishnah's diyuk that the Noyde Yehuda doubled down on in his Tshuva Madura Kama, and he said has a makor in a pasuk, and that is the Shita Sarambam regarding Gezel Akum. The Gezel Akum is mutter midday raisa only asa midday rabbanon, but Genevas Akum is going to be asa even midday raisa. And then we have the Oynig Yontiv's diyuk, where the Oynig Yontiv was medayik in the Lashonis of the Rambam in Perak Alav Alocha Alav Hilchas Gezela and Perak Alav Alocha Alav Hilchas Geneva that the Rambam held that Gzela is a lav shenitik lasei because it's vehejiv as a Gzela shakazal by Gzela, but Geneva is not a lav shenitik lasei. It's only nitin letashlumen because the Torah didn't say vehejiv as a Gzela shakazal by Geneva. It said it only by Gzela. The question is, what is this chilek that seems to make Geneva and Gzela that we thought were so me'inyan and ba'isa'inyan all of a sudden two such completely distinct parshias? But the truth is, there's a beautiful Maram Makan to be mevayer this Indian a little bit, and that is in the Minchas Chinuch. The Mitzvah Chinuch is by the Lav of Geneva. It's Mitzvah Reish Chuf Dalet, if you're keeping score in the Taryak Mitzvahs. And in Mitzvah Reish Chuf Dalet, the Minchas Chinuch makes a similar dik. Minchas Chinuch says that the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, says that a person's not allowed to steal from somebody, even al menas lemekat. So let's say you're going to take somebody's object, but you have every intention of returning it. So why are you doing it? Lemekat. English, to chepa with the person. Meloshin kitata, right? You want to like fight with him a little bit. A goinav al menas lemekat, the Rambam says, is aser. In Hilchas Gzela, the Rambam does not bring the halacha of goinav al menas lemekat. And Michas Chinuch mutches a little bit. Now the truth is, the Makar to Goyin of Amanas Lamekar is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzi in the beginning of Perek Ezeu Neshech. And there the Gemara brings it about Genev. And a lot of Rishonim say that even though the Gemara brings it by Genev, of course it's true by Gzela as well. But the Michas Chinuch says, the Rambam, to me, if he felt that way, would had to have brought it in Hilchas Gzela, just like he brought it in Hilchas Geneva. And if the Rambam brings Goyin of Amanas Lamerkat by Hilchas Geneva, and doesn't bring it by Hilchas Gzela, so I say Meres, Goyin of Amanas Lamerkat is an Isser, could be Isser Deiraisa, when it comes to Geneva, but not when it comes to Gzela. And the question is why? Says the Michas Chinuch, I'm going to quote Lashoni Azav, Mizen Nira, the HaTorah, when it comes to Gneva, like Osra Zemidin Mamun Bovat. When the Torah said that you're not allowed to be a Ganev, the Torah is so yesodistic. The Torah is not just saying thou shalt not take somebody else's money. It's not the only thing that the Torah is saying. Rakamida hagrua hazois paatzma hatayra asra. The Torah is saying you can't even do a maisa geneva. Even the maisa geneva is asra. When it comes to gzeil, however, says the Michas Chinuch, all the Torah is asring is taking Yenim's geld. Gzeil, the Torah says, don't have somebody else's money. It's the result, the toitzah of Lois Sigzel that the Torah is not happy about. So the Torah says, you should not have Yenim's geld in your bank account. And if you do, you're what we call a gazan. Geneva, the Torah is saying that, but the Torah is also saying, don't go ahead and do a Maisa Geneva. That's why, says the Michas Chinuch, a Geneva Amanasla Mekat in the world of Gzela is not a problem. Because I'm not really taking your money. I have it, good, but it's only Amanasla Mekat. And it'd be my task is to give it right back to you. In Hilchis Gzela, that doesn't make me a Gaza. But by Ganev, where the Torah is not just answering having Yanim's money, the Torah is answering the Maisa Geneva, a Geneva Amanasla Mekat, the Maisa, he's engaging in that Midagurua, says the Michas Chinuch. And because he's engaging in that Midagurua, that's why that's going to be a problem. If somebody steals from a guy, as it relates to Gzela, Zokta Michas Chinuch, he varves this in. So over there, what's the Issa Gzela? The Issa Gzela is the Mamayni Gabach. The Issa Gzela is that I have your money. Gezalachum is mutter. The Torah was a makbit when it comes to, good, that's the, that old Sundi, right? But when it comes to Geneva, the Issa is not just having Yenim's geld. It's engaging in this Midagarua. So says the Rambam, Echad ha-goyne mamin Yisroh, v'echad ha-goyne mamin goy, even ha-goyne zor, v'echad ha-goyne mamin god, v'echad mamin kol kiris. Because there's a whole different Nakud over here. The Nakud over here is that what I'm doing is I engaged in a Mida Gerua, and because I engaged in this Mida Gerua, that's why this Inyan right now is going to be more Chomer. It's the Mida Gerua that I engaged in. It's that's part and parcel of what makes Geneva Geneva. And it's for that reason, even things that would not be considered Gezela because it's felt in the mechayiv of the din moment. The mamayi gabach, the chesh mishpat component is not compelling enough for this to turn into one of the 365 negative commandments in the Torah. But at the same time, there's a gemida gerua component. And because there's a gemida gerua component, it's the gemida gerua that's going to go ahead and that's going to trigger this issue. What's the heshev es hagzela asher gaza? Well, let's say better. The Rambam says, you don't get malchus if you overlay sigzel. Why not? Because it's a lav shenitik laseh. What does it mean it's a lav shenitik laseh? It's nitik to the aseh, the heshev esakzeh vashagasa. Why don't you get malchus by a lav shenitik laseh? So we learned the sugi is not so long ago together, mesachtes makis, bitlai, kaimavlai, kaimavlai. But the big yisoid in that sugi is that when the Torah gives the aseh, it's understood that the purpose of this aseh was to be mesak in the lav. Zehu tikunoi, zehu oinchoi, Rashi's lashen. The Torah said that the way you're going to get tikkun is by returning the gzela. And being that the way you're going to get tikkun is by turning the gzela, so therefore you're not going to get malchus. Right, if you remember, there's a whole sugya, lav shekodmei laseh. Any aseh that you could be mekayim without the lav, could be is not a lav shenitik laseh. Because it's not the vart that I did in aseh. The vart is the heft of the aseh is coming to be mesak in the lav. Gzela, what's the iser? The iser is a chobdai negelt. The heshev is hagzelos, masak in that. So it makes perfect sense that it would be a lav shenitik laseh, you wouldn't get malchus. Geneva, what's the iser? The iser is chob yanim's geld. But there's another problem over here. It's the midagurua that I engaged in. It's that, the heshev is hagzelos, hagzelos, masak in that. I don't know. Maybe that's why the Rambam held. That lav dav, Mishkin doesn't say this. But again, you could start letting the wheels turn a little bit, and we could start thinking and using our own imagination a little bit, right? Tein l'chachem yachkamayit. Could be that it makes sense that the heshev es hagzela asher gazal should be a tikkun. It should be a tikkun on gzela. Because the whole problem with gzela is the din moments. I return the moment. But when it comes to geneva, where there's another component to it, there's the mida gerua. So if there's a mida gerua, there's a whole different thing. I'll tell you a little sharfer. By gzela, what is the tikkun? You're going to tell me that. The Torah said, return the gzela. If you're a ganav and you would return the geneva, would you be mesak in the lav? No, you have to be careful, right? You see klar in the Torah that just returning the gzela is not the tikkun of the lois asay v'alchom nachachi of kefil. And the havana is azay. Because here, it's the moment, return the moment. There's a whole other nekuda over here. And it's for that reason, it can't be considered lav shenita klasei. Rabbi Chana made a great sadiq. His sadiq was, I have a sugi of karka in exiles. Why are we talking about whether karka is subject to gneva, is not subject to gneva? I'll tell you why, because gzeila l'chud and gneva l'chud. Gzeila is in the hilchas moment. So good, it was a schadish because of the klal pratu klal in the parasha of Shavuos HaPikadon, that in the event that the moment that I have by me that belongs to you is Eved, it's Karka, it's Shtar, al zeh nema, Karka ain't an exalus. But when it comes to Gneva, there's another component to Gneva. Gneva amanas l'meka toichiyach. Gneva sa'akum l'shitas ha-rabam toichiyach. So you see Gneva is already a little bit different. If Gneva is a little bit different, maybe it's different l'gabi Karka. Kamat shmolon, that's why I have to have two sugis. I think this is all pashat. But just to be moistened for one other knetch, it's just a knetch in the Havana. And that is, what's the most obvious difference between a ganav and a gaslan? What's the we could start varfing all these marmakaymas. Rabbi Chanan's two sugyas. Is there a chiyav heishiv on the yontiv's diik? The kesa mishnah's diik. Neivas akum. Michas chinuch's diik. Going to avanas lameka. Rabbi, you have all these diukim over here. But the most obvious difference is what? A ganav pays kefil, and a gaslan doesn't pay kefil. Why does a ganav pay kefil and a gaslan not pay kefil? Why? So the Gemara. Perik Meruba, it's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. But Vakamai and Tesla Mibes, I think it's Kedai to revisit this Gemara of Imbes Medrish Balei Knech. I don't know if I can call this a Chiddish, but Imbes Medrish Balei Knech. We should copyright that. Says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidov, Es Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Talmidim once asked Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. They said, Rebbe, Mipnei Mahich Mira Torah Beganav Yotzim Migazlan. Why was the Torah more Machmer by a Ganav than a Gazlan? Amalehen, so you told him. Ze Hishva Kvoid Eved Lechvoid Koinoi. Veze Loi Hishva Kvoid Eved Lechvoid Koinoi. Kavi Yochel. Osa Ayin Shal Mata Ki Ilu Enoi Raya. Ve Oizin Shal Mata Ki ilu ina shoy mas. Shenemar hoya mamake me Hashem lasteretzo. Vahoya b'machshach maseyem. Uksiv ayoymru lo yira ka. Vlo yovin eloi ke Yaakov. Viksiv ki omru ozav Hashem es haoretz. Ve'ina Hashem roya. Rabbi Yechem Ezakei told the Talmidim, he says, you want to know why the Torah was machmer by the Gana more than the Gazlin? Because the Gazlin is fifing on everybody. He's fifing on the Eivishta. He's also fifing on the person that he's stealing from. He's a tough guy. He's not afraid of anyone. He's not afraid of man. He's not afraid of the creator of the world. Oh, but the ganav is loy hishva kfoid eved lekfoid kainai. He is afraid of the eved, but he has no yirishamayim. He's not afraid of the Eibishta. He's also ayin shalmata ki ilu in a yiraya. The ayin, the oizen shalmata ki ilu in a shaymas. Meaning, the people around him see, the people around him here, he's worried about them. He's a chicken. He's a coward. But he's not afraid of the Eibishta. Oh, so you're a coward, but you're some tough guy. The Eibishta, him, you're not worried about. That's mamish. All these psukim said Rabbi Yechem Ezakei. Yishayich of tes. Oy, hoy hamamikimei Hashem last deretz of hoy b'machshach maseyem. And this is already Yecheskel, Perek tes, and all these oz of Hashem es ha'oretz, in Hashem roya, lo yirukav, lo yobin, lo yike Yaakov. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rameyer, Amir Ameyer, Mashal, Mishum Gamliel. He said, I have a Messiah, I heard a Mashal in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. There were two people that lived in a city. Vasu Mishta, they made a party. Echad Zimen as Bnei Yair, Veloy Zimen as Bnei Melech. One of them invited all the Bnei Yair, he didn't invite the Melech. The Echad Loy Zimen as Bnei Yair, Veloy Zimen as Bnei Melech. The other guy didn't invite anybody. Ezmehen Unche Meruva. So they both didn't invite the Melech. One invited the Bnei Yair and not the Melech, and the other one invited nobody. Who's going to get a bigger punishment for not inviting the Melech, right? Ezeh mehen unchei meruba, here in Perek Meruba. Have yoimer, zesh es zimein es Bnei Yair, v'lo zimein es Bnei HaMelech. The person that invited the Bnei Yair, but he didn't invite the Bnei HaMelech, his oinish, kemuvin, is going to be much worse. Because he's fifing on the Melech, but he's somehow giving cover to everybody else. That's the yisoid of a ganav. The reason the Ganav pays kefil, said Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Meir, had a Messiah like this from Rabbi Gamliel. It's related to the fact that the Ganav, when he steals the way he steals, he's disrespecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The scariest psukim, the psukim that depict the greatest level of Iyir Shamayim, are described here in this Gemara in reference to the Ganav. Lo Yiraka, V'lo Yovin Eloke Yaakov. He was Mevazah the Melech. He was Hisha Kfoit Eved Lechfoit Koinoi. Or Lo Hisha Kfoit Eved Lechfoit Koinoi. He pays Kefil because of the additional Chet that he did, and that's Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Gazlin is over an aver ben adam lechaveroi. He took Yanim's geld. Lule de mistafina, and I think it's pashut in this gemara. The ganiv is chayiv kefil. You know why? Because he did an avera of ben adam lechaveroi. He also did a avera of ben adam lemakim. It's a completely different avera. You have to rewire your brain. It's a completely different avera. Every ganav is like a gazlan. It's poshut. There's a mamoni gabach component. He's like gara from a gazlan. Can't imagine he's worse than a gazlan. He's like gara. A kaif b'kadim is a gazlan. A ganav is not a gazlan. Of course he's a gazlan. But there's another dimension to it. And that dimension is ben adam lemakim. Read this gemara. There's not one paragraph in Shas that says ben adam lemakim more than this paragraph. This is the spitz ben adam lemakim. He's been mevazed the melech. He's been mevazed the ebishta. He's also ayin shalmatik ilayin eroy v'ayzer shalmatik ilayin shemas. Who's that? That's ben adam lechaveroi. That's, he doesn't have to be Miratza, his friends, Miratza the Eibishter for that. There's a whole nother din. Michas Chinuch called it Mida Gerua. That's what it is. But it's a whole nother component. There's a Ben Adam L'Chaveroi component, there's a Ben Adam L'Makim component. And because of the Ben Adam L'Makim component, it goes into a whole nother realm. It's a whole different Indian. It's not just another Knech in the Isser. It's also a Pesaz Amida. No, it's a whole different world. This is a regular, good old-fashioned Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. This has a Ben Adam L'Chaveroi and a Ben Adam L'Makim. Within the Chi of Kefal, it's almost like the Karen is for the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi Shabbai. The Kefal is the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. That's why there's a Moedav Kenas Pater when it comes to the Kefal. Moedav Eisev Yeruchim. That's a whole different Indian. That's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is, Goynev Amanas L'Mekat, Genev Akum, the Chi of Hashava, the two sugyas of Karka. I think there's two completely different parashas. There's the ganav l'chud and there's the gazlan l'chud. The gazlan is a regular mamoni gabach. He's on the spectrum of a malbim pnei chaver berabim. He's on the spectrum of all these guys that they're very bad in ben right. He's a ben adam l'chaver degemesh. The ganav is that. Plus, he also has a huge Ben Adam Lamakim component. And because of this Ben Adam Lamakim component, his Shulchan Aruch is a completely different Shulchan Aruch. So yeah, is the Ganav and the Gazlam Inyan L'Inyan Ba'is Inyan for sure. In the Mamoni Gabach component, it's one and the same. I think the way we always saw it is true, but there's a whole nother dimension to the Ganav. It's Rashi and Chumash, it's a Mefurish Gemara, Perek Meruba, Bava Kama, Ayin Tes, Amabez. But again, in base medrash b'lei knech, just to bring it out with a little bit of an oimek, to understand that as much as the ganav and the gazlan are so similar, but at the same time, they're really miles and miles apart.